Hello, this is Isabella, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, I am training some trainees, Livia and Mina, but they can't speak right now because they're not sitting down at the mic. But they'll speak later. You will hear from them. That song was called Already Dreaming from Of Montreal. It's from their new record. And up next is going to be Chance to Bleed by Kurt Vile. Please enjoy.
Got it. busy underwater, seeing how long I could hold my breath. The drowning flower caught my eye and I had to come on up for air. Just because you're older than me doesn't mean you have to be so condescending. I still see the same things that you see. I'm a little shady on my history. Thank you.
give a damn. Hold out any way you want it all.
Hi, hello. That was Conceptual Separation of Self by Farrakhit. Shout out, Rubio sent me that song. It's a good song. Before that, it was Out of the Woodwork by Courtney Barnett, and before that, Chance to Bleed by Kurt Vile. This is Need to Be by Stereolab. I didn't mean to speak over it. Sorry, Mina. But soon, Mina will have a chance to speak for herself about how she feels about this issue after I show her how. Stay tuned for that.
Thank you. everyone, this is Mina. That was Leash Called Love by the Sugar Cubes, and this is Take Ecstasy With Me by the Magnetic Fields.
It's just lying down the carpet instead. Go down the banister. You stutter like a kaleidoscope. Cause you knew too many words. You used to make gingerbread houses. We used to have taffy bowls.
Hi, everybody. I have special guests here. That's mic 3. This is mic 4, I think. So, guys, you can watch this really closely. I'm going to turn up mic 3, and I'm going to turn up mic 4, and I'm going to press on, and now you guys can talk.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Perfect. And you can hear yourself on the mic, right?
Yes, I can.
Wait, perfect.
I don't have any headphones.
Those are headphones.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
You're good. Okay. So, we are training today. Mina and Livia.
Yay.
From the third floor lab space of the TTC.
Woohoo. Science. Yay.
And we have a PSA for you all. Do you want to start? Get us
yes.
started?
Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits.
Mmm.
Delicious.
Mmm.
Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches,
apricots.
Pears, pineapples.
I say apricot.
Raisins, apricot. Cranberries, prunes, blueberries,
prune dried blueberries,
mangoes.
Mmm, that's the best one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you.
What's your favorite dried fruit?
Mango.
Same. I'm gonna have to agree with that.
Yeah, me too.
It tastes like candy.
It's kind of the best one.
Especially the ones with sugar on it.
Like, I get
you're
the,
not supposed to.
I get the sugar-free ones.
Oh,
right.
From CVS.
Okay.
Oh, there's more.
There's more. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Mm.
You don't want to get colon cancer now.
No, you don't.
No.
Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients.
So true.
But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or processed snack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always say that.
Thank you.
A public service message.
Oh, man. All right.
A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The song you're hearing is Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad by Jonathan Richman from the album Jonathan Goes Country. And up next are going to be some picks by Livia, who is
Yay!
Who is going to speak on it in like 10 minutes. Bye-bye.
Yay.
Faster than everyone could run. Over to
Hello! You just heard I Punched Through the Wall by Quickly. And before that was Bleed by Dead Calm. They recently played at Arts at the Armory. I went and it was awesome. So you should check them out. Now we are playing Cigarette in Your Bed by My Bloody Valentine. And after that is going to be Over Again by Devin Again.
Thank you. feet back on the ground. My God, what a pretty view. Whole street bright green, big dog, no teeth, and he kinda looks like you. And it's not like I'm surprised, I know better than to try to find a moment of relief. One second you're not covering, I'm pounding in my head. Can I beat the horse more dead? Cut the lights, pull back the sheets. Every night now on repeat. I see.
I have a reason, I know why. Don't do it just so they'll die. If you're gonna kill a bug, don't do it just because. I like bugs, and I'll tell you why. They're alive, so am I, bugs. I like grasshoppers, cause frogs eat them. I like bees, cause flowers need them. I like spiders, I like slugs. I like caterpillars, I like bugs. I hate crowds, I love people. I ain't down with the plague, but I'm cool with beetles and bugs. Whoa, bugs are pretty cute, bugs are pretty fun. There's a couple of bugs I try to stay away from. Mosquitoes, ticks, business flies. Bugs in suits, bugs in ties. And I get bit, and it makes me itch. You won't ever hear me complain, cause they never really kill me. Granddaddy long legs, fireflies, big banana spiders with a bunch of eyes. Birds eat bugs and then they sing a pretty tune. Maybe I should look into eating bugs pretty soon. Every time I get an itch, I think of all the things I've done stepped on that I never did see. And I go, okay, bugs, one for me. Bzz, bzz, bzz. And I don't know what the man is praying for, but he probably just thanking the Lord that he don't live in a home and he don't got a phone and he don't sit around all angry and bored. He's just a bug. Buzz on. I like bugs, and I'll tell you why. They're alive, and so am I. Bugs.
That was Bugs by Jesse Wells, headliner of the Hudson River Music Festival yesterday. And I think he's on tour, so you should check him out. And
he has two whole followers.
He has two followers on Instagram.
No, actually, in general.
He has two followers
ever
in the world. This is Sam Cooke doing If I Had a Hammer, and it's actually a really good version, so I feel bad that we're speaking over it, but it's like kind of long, so we'll hear the rest. Do you guys know what you have to say at the last 5 minutes of the hour? Now it's on.
There we go.
No.
Hello?
Yep.
Amazing.
Even the experts make mistakes.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of beautiful and inspiring. I feel better, like, trying new things now.
I'm glad you caught it.
Yeah.
That's good. You know that the mic... Yeah.
I'm dialed.
You're dialed. If you hadn't turned your mic on, you would know that also.
That's true.
I didn't realize that you would be able to easily talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what to say?
I'm going to say the thing.
Okay.
Everyone.
Uh-huh.
This is Mina, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freedom Forum Radio. Freeform Radio.
Public service announcement.
I can't believe I said that.
Public service announcement on the Freedom Form radio.
It's always like the second to last word when
Wait, that's kind of beautiful. Oh,
yeah.
I'm done.
It's okay, as long as it wasn't a swear word and as long as you're not
exactly
drunk.
I'm Which neither of those not. Things.
Nobody is swearing or drunk. And those are the two rules. Or eating. Nobody is eating.
Or high.
Or high. That's good.
I would never do that.
I would never do that.
I would never eat. Do that. Ever?
Ever.
It's not healthy. You should eat your dried fruits.
Oh, that's true. I
Not
would eat
in
dried
the
fruits
station.
So
yes.
that I don't
eat your
get
dried
cancer.
Fruits.
But I would eat them. I would go out into the hall at the very least.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't eat your dried fruits in here.
Yeah.
You should eat them in general.
I should eat them. We have a fridge. They don't need to go in the fridge. They're dry.
You have a fridge?
You're right. We have a fridge. We have a microwave.
You have a pantry?
We don't have a pantry. We have cladosporium.
You have cladosporium, yes.
Cladosporium.
Can I sequence it? At some point?
Where are you going to sequence it?
What do you mean, where am I going to sequence it?
I said, are you going to sequence it?
Yes.
Can you assemble the genome?
We're not going to do whole genome. Probably.
Is there a reference genome for cladosporium?
There's 21 reference... Wait. 25...
Whoa. No one cares about this.
Reference genomes for cladosporium.
Wow.
It's everywhere.
Is it really? I thought That's it was so rare.
Cool. It's in your air conditioner.
I thought you were looking for a rare mold.
No.
Or like an uncommon mold.
It's not that rare. It's just people don't really care about it.
Oh.
Because it don't matter.
Because it doesn't, unless you have asthma. Like,
unless you have asthma or hay fever.
Okay.
Or
I don't know if it gives hay fever.
Huh.
Does it give you hay fever or does it mess
Is it
you
bad?
Up?
I don't really know what hay fever is.
I don't know what hay fever
is. Isn't hay fever like an allergy?
Call in if you know what hay
fever. Call in. Actually, don't. No. Actually, legally, our phones work.
Oh. Legally.
If you want to tell us about hay fever, you could maybe text the DJ chat, though.
Yeah,
so I didn't show you guys the DJ chat, but it's
just if you have hay fever.
If you have hay fever or if you know what it is.
Should we read the number off?
No.
What?
Let's not do that.
Okay.
It's on the website.
There you go.
And once you're on the website, you can just do the DJ chat.
You can actually, like, text it.
You can actually text. No, you can't text the number because it's our landline.
Oh,
but you can text. On the website, there's like a chat room.
We're learning so
and
much.
And it's on the, like, if you guys can see the monitor.
Text us if you have mold.
Oh, text us if you have mold. Chat us. You can
text us if you have cheese and there's mold on the cheese.
Wait, do you still have the funky cheese to give me, or is it too funky now?
I threw it away because it was making my fridge smelling pork.
I still have mine.
Have you eaten it?
You should eat it as soon as possible.
I ate some yesterday and it was really good.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Dude, you're throwing out good cheese.
It's like kind of going bad though.
Oh.
We're gonna sign off.
Let's sign off.
This has been Isabella
and Livia
and Mina
on WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening and have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
All right, here we go. I had a bell and bin. I'd ring it in.